There's a seat at the table just waiting for you. So come on inside.
FM 90.3 WJTL Matthew West, Broken Things. Good morning, 7:04.
Good morning, good morning. Freedom Thrift Store's grand opening of their second location in Bronx is happening this Saturday, March 12th at 10 a.m. with a ribbon cutting, free food, and door prizes. You can listen today for chances to win a gift card to Freedom Thrift Stores.
And this morning we're talking with someone who has ties to folks in Ukraine. We're talking with the director of Unreached People for Mission Eurasia, Don Parsons. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you doing?
And we're doing great.
Good
so
morning.
Great to have you on the phone. Now, before we get started with what you're doing in Ukraine and around the world, you have ties here to Lancaster. I understand that your brother and parents live locally.
Yeah, my brother and parents live up in the Bowmansville area. And a shout out to them right now if they're listening. Dave and Kim and mom and dad, of course.
That's great. And you actually grew up in Berks County, went to Topahawken High School, so you're familiar with our area.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Familiar with the area, went to high school, loved my time there. Have supporting churches in the area. Obviously, as you mentioned, involved in missions and Pine Grove Church in Bowmansville and church up in Myerstown, Mount Etna Bible Church.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
So you definitely have ties, and we love that you wanted to share with us what's happening in Ukraine first. Tell us what Mission Eurasia is doing throughout the world and what you guys are all about.
Well, Mission Eurasia is focused, even by the name, in the Eurasia region, so the former Soviet Union. We have ministries across Russia, Ukraine, Central Asia, Armenia, even in Israel. Every place where there's Russian Slavic speakers, we have ministry. And our ministry is heavily tied to training. We have a program called School Without Walls. It is biblical leadership development for young people. We have over 2,000 schools in local schools that are taking place, grassroots schools within local churches that take place all throughout the region. We're also involved in humanitarian work, Christmas box programs, and a wide variety of programs like that based heavily on our training or connected to our training programs.
Now, I know you have helped to plant churches in Ukraine and that you're in touch with believers who are being impacted by the war there. Can you fill us in on that?
Sure. So my wife and I and our family were missionaries in Ukraine for a number of years, and we planted a church in the city of Kyiv. And that church, Hope Church in Kyiv, has been a place, I've been in daily contact with the pastor there who we helped disciple, and it's been a place of shelter and refuge for lots of people.
That's awesome.
Pastor Andre, at the peak, many people have evacuated, but at the peak, we had 45 or 50 people living in the church on a daily basis, hearing sirens, hearing shooting, hearing explosions. They would go down into the basement of the church, which is a dirt floor, and they would sleep down there or just hang out down there for hours on end, seeking refuge. They'd feed people. There was believers, non-believers, and they were sharing the gospel of Christ. One person gave his life to Christ.
Wow. How can we pray for those believers that are being impacted by this war?
Oh, you know, one brother in the city of Kyiv, he said that the prayers of the global church is our iron dome. And so we need to band together to pray that God would protect the people of Ukraine. What is happening is utter evil.
Yes.
We need to recognize that. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. And we need to pray that God would protect his people. And remember, in Ukraine, we're talking about more than 1 million people that are brothers and sisters in Christ, evangelical brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for them. But, of course, pray for the other 44 million people who call Ukraine home. Pray for their protection. Pray that they would be open to the gospel of Christ themselves, those who don't know him. So those are some quick ways that we can pray.
And I understand you heard from a church just this morning. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Just this morning, I received a message from a church in the city of Mariupol. And I know a lot of people with watching the news, we know where some of these places are. It's down along the coast of the Black Sea. And it's a desperate situation down there. They ask specifically that we would be praying. He said they're held up in a church, and they look around the city. The city is completely destroyed. Electric lines, gas lines, every building that you can see. And they're makeshifting things, ways to cook food. They do have a generator in the church, so they're able to do that. He's writing this letter to the global church asking for prayer. He had just charged his phone on the generator, and he said he was desperately writing this letter to the world, hoping to keep the signal that he had on the cell phone signal that he had so he can get his message out. And I received that message myself this morning, and it's just heartbreaking what is happening in some of these places. We need to stand with these brothers and sisters in Christ and just call out to God for their protection. Amen. And he did write. He said, God is good and God is in control. Even in the midst of this horrors, brothers and sisters are experiencing the peace of God that passes understanding.
Wow. Wow. Can folks support what you're doing with Mission Eurasia and reach out to the Ukrainian people? Can they do that online, Don?
Yeah, missioneurasia.org. Missioneurasia.org is where people can go and donate. Our teams real briefly moved to Western Ukraine, and right out there in Western Ukraine, they are mobilizing churches and are sending tons, literally tons of food throughout the country, food, medicine, clothing, to help provide for those that are struggling so much.
MissionEurasia.org is the spot. We'll talk more with Don coming up and find out more what is happening in Ukraine and how God is working. Jeff Deo, Brandon Heath, and more music on the way too.